بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in the chapter of making mujahada, striving, and the striving that is referred to is making ibadat of Allah, nafil ibadat. For us, we have to do sunnat muakkada, wajib, that is limited, but nafil we can do as much as we can. And the hadith we read, narrated by Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the length of his namaz was, about 5 1/4 suparas he read. That was in the one rakat. And then the ruku, sajda, all as long as well. So much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strived, and this is for us a lesson that we should at least try something. We are very far from that, but at least some ibadah. In this kitab, this is the first hadith narrated by Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman. The Sahaba, Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, was linked to the Ansar, that is the Muslims who were living in Medina Sharif, and they were originally from Yemen. He was one of the closest of the Sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Besides the Khulafai Rashideen, he was among the very closest. He was so close that he knew the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him of the names of all the hypocrites also. Only he was the one Sahabi who knew the names of all the hypocrites as well. He was a jurist and an expert in ahadith, dealing with the conditions to come before Qiyamah. He was a very great learned person, and in this field of the conditions that will come before Qiyamah, he was a great expert. He was also a great mujahid, striving in the path of Allah. And we see that these great, great ulama of the Sahaba, but they did not stay back in striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Hamdan is one place's name, and other areas were conquered by him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed him as the governor of Madian. He passed away in Medina Sharif in 36 Hijri. And 225 ahadith are narrated from him. Further explanation of this hadith. The hadith describes the intensity and zeal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worship. We can see that making for about 5 1/4 suparas and almost the whole night in ibadat, then the ruku so long, the standing so long, the two sajda so long, the zeal that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. His example should motivate us to strive in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. At least we make our nafil namazes, which are together with our 5 times namaz. Today we have cut them out almost completely. And our faraz and our namazes also, we shouldn't take any shortcuts. Make them properly. Our wuzu, we should see that we make our wuzu, our istinja properly. Istinja is not sprinkling water or using the hose. We must use our hand and rub and remove the dirt which is there. Not just sprinkling or splashing water. That is not istinja. Wuzu also is not a splash dash job. Just splashing water here, there, quickly, jump up and wuzu is done. It should be done properly. Namaz also must be done properly. At least so much. In fact, we should, as when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not in need of this at all. His position is so high by Allah. When he made so much effort, how much mustn't we make? Through this, we can attain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. By striving and making nafal ibadat, we will get closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And that is a very great thing, to be close to Allah Ta'ala. We all want it, and we want concentration in namaz, and we want to enjoy our du'as and that, but we don't give any time for any nafal ibadat. When we will strive in that, then this will come into us. For our dunya, how much don't we strive? And then we get little bit of this dunya. For deen, to get Allah, is not just a matter that we just haphazardly, half-heartedly, we do something and we'll get Allah. Allah is not so cheap. We'll have to strive in our way. Then we will get Allah Ta'ala. We will get forgiveness of our sins. We don't make all this ibadat, and since we are not committing wholesale, not only manufacturing, there is no word how much sins we are involved in all the time. And our ibadat also is filled with sins. So much of our sins are. When we make tawbah, our tawbah needs tawbah. We are so much filled with sins. Entry into paradise and salvation from hell. When we will make this ibadat, Allah will grant us honorable entry into Jannah, and He will save us from Jahannam. We are doing all the gunah, and our ibadat, we are so neglectful. Blessings in this world and other countless rewards. We will get see the barakat that will come in our life. All our problems that we are having, financial fights, arguments in the house, at work, etc. All the illnesses which are facing us, all that will make the ibadat of Allah, Allah will shower His mercy upon us. And countless other rewards. It should also be remembered that the more one engages in worship, and this means nafal ibadat, the greater the pleasure and enjoyment one experiences. Today we just make little bit ibadat and we say we don't get the enjoyment in ibadat. When a person exerts himself, then he gets that enjoyment. We see in dunya's things also. For example, even a fisherman, when not just he goes casually once or twice fishing, he gets the enjoyment of fishing, he keeps on going. He spends nights and nights awake at the water. And he wants to fish the whole night, he doesn't sleep the night. Then he gets that enjoyment, and how much he sacrifices for his fishing. For deen, we think just little bit here, there, and then we can experience that enjoyment. Till a person doesn't make the niyat to exert himself, then he will get that. And now we are in the season of ibadat. We are now, Rajab is almost finished already. Shaban, a great month, is starting. Then the great, great month of Ramadan, and then the other great months are coming. We should try and get in gear, free ourselves, especially for Ramadan, take our leave in Ramadan. Not take our leave to go to resorts, etc. Take our leave in Ramadan so we can do our ibadat properly. 3 weeks paid leave we get. 1 week take unpaid leave. And our 4 weeks, our month, let us make our Allah's ibadat properly. It's just this one opportunity we got while we are in this world. Once we leave this world, we'll never get this opportunity again. We long for it. It is said, if you ask the people of the qabr, what do you long for? They will say, one day of Ramadan. When they have realized the great value of Ramadan, they just wish we can get one day. Inshallah, Allah will give us 30 days, but how much will we appreciate it? We have the opportunity, but we just carry on normally with our work, all doing. We don't turn to ibadat to Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq and give us the opportunity and the tawfiq to understand this and work towards that, inshallah.